theme song. It is heavy as heavy can be. And I tell you what, I just like it. What's up, everybody? This is Rob T.
And Fanboy Dave.
And for another week, we got...
Shotgun. Back at it again.
Yes, that's right. Our little brother Shotgun is back.
Because last week was such an amazing show, we decided to invite him back.
I agree.
I heard you had some audio issues, apparently.
We will talk about that later.
Yeah.
Producer, who is not Fanboy Dave.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. You don't got any vodka? Anyway. So we got a great show for you, Dave. First thing we're going to do is we're going to talk Monday Night Raw, okay? And the reason why we're going to talk Monday Night Raw is because my brothers here, who we're all brothers of discussion, right? That's all. That's who we are today. And Jeremy's our brother.
No, so Shotgun.
Oh, yeah. Shotgun. Yeah, that was, by the way, I got to mention, that was hilarious last week. We went through the whole show calling you Shotgun.
And then you just go ahead and ruin it and give my identity away.
I do apologize about that, Fanboy Dave, you know, because you couldn't remember my name.
It was hilarious, though. It really was. But anyway, yes, my two brothers of discussion here, Shotgun and Fanboy Dave, attended this week's Monday Night Raw
in San Antonio, Texas.
Because it was in San Antonio, Texas. So, guys, I wanna
four seats.
Talk a little bit about that. I just want you to tell us your experience. All right. So, this first segment, that's kind of what I want to get into. What were some of the highlights for you being there? What were some of the things you noticed? Some of the things that we didn't get to see at home, right? Because they do things that don't come out on TV. So, just if you guys don't mind, just kind of share with us your experience over at Monday Night Raw.
Shotgun. Let's talk about when we first got into the building. How about that?
Well, like in terms of what? Like just
when they opened up the doors and we were going to our seats?
There's a lot of people, man. I think one thing that was really awesome is, having fans back. I mean, it definitely makes the product
That's
better.
For sure.
But surprisingly, I was actually really surprised. I wouldn't say it was sold out, but as far as you can see, I mean, it looked like every seat was pretty much taken with the exception of a few drapes at the very, very corner, which would be terrible seats. So I'm pretty sure that's why they marked them off.
That's right. But let's talk about when we were walking down to the floor. Did you already forget?
Oh, I remember now.
So let's check this out. So we're walking down. Got to show them because everything now is no tickets. So it's
all digital. Virtue. You just show me your phone. But I mean, it's been like that for a while.
So we're walking down, you know, Shotgun, a friend, and Fanboy Dave going down to steps. And I hear some Mark. Don't know why he's even there. He's like, AEW. And of course, you know, you ain't gonna do that at my show. So as soon as he said AEW, I said sucks, and people were just laughing.
Yeah, it was people. You know how it goes. If y'all have ever been to a WWE event, everybody's always just yelling stuff out and trying to get the woo, and everybody That's starts right. going woo. But yeah, this one guy just out of the blue goes AEW, and it just, after like the first or second one, Dave was like sucks out loud and Fanboy Dave. Yeah, of course, Fanboy Dave.
I forgot.
And he's right. Everybody started laughing, and he didn't. I don't think we ever heard an AEW chant the rest of the night.
You're damn right we did not. So I'm about to go whoop him.
The Fanboy Day put him where on the spot. That's and right.
put him in his place.
Let's start with that. Let's start with chants. During the show, were there any fans at all? Now, granted, you said you didn't hear any AEW chants, but were there any chants of like CM Punk or Andrade, for example, because of Charlotte Flair or... You know, stuff like that.
There was very little. I know there was some. I think it was Chicago. I think WWE in Chicago where they got a lot of those
right.
CM Punk chants.
Yes.
I think there might have been one or two, but it was nothing really big. I mean, the only time they chanted Bray Wyatt, that was another one, was during a commercial break when they showed a package.
But what is interesting. They were selling Bray Wyatt shirts.
Yeah, that was the first thing we saw.
Fiend shirt. They were showing Fiend shirts.
It's still $35. More expensive than it is on WWE Shop, apparently.
Yeah, because it was 30% off online.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, they still had the Fiend merchandise. And it was really weird, though, because I think in one of the commercial breaks, they just show packages WWE-related, and there was one with the Bray Wyatt and the Fiend that got the crowd going, cheering for Bray Wyatt, but it didn't last very long. Yeah, no, it was more of a traditional show. I think people kind of forgot how to act And honestly, if it wasn't for me and David, some of these matches.
I don't even know my name anymore.
Me and Fanboy Dave. If it wasn't for me and Fanboy Dave, honestly, some of those matches might have been a little crappier because we probably started so many claps.
Slow claps.
You know how when someone's in a hold and you know, they need the power of the fans.
Yes.
It was like we were like, Dave, you want to Fanboy Dave, you want to start this one or myself? And we even tried to get my friend to start it, but she wasn't having it. But yeah, no, it's wild because we're just looking at each other. It's like, do we start it now? Yeah, we started now. And then sure enough, right when we started, everybody starts joining in. But yeah, no. Yeah, it was just I think the fans, it's great, the atmosphere when action happens. But the little stuff in between like that, kind of starting up things to get the crowd going.
Right.
I guess a lot of people are fairly new. There's a lot of kids there.
Right.
So those veteran fans like ourselves. I think
we got to show them the ropes.
We got to show them the ropes, kind of show them how it's done.
Right,
you know,
right,
to be
right.
a proper fan.
Right. Now, were there any really – I knew you guys had, like, what, third row?
Yeah, fourth row.
Fifth row.
Okay.
Right by the announcers.
Yeah. I was watching. I could not see you guys.
I saw him on the big
– Did you? I saw myself, but it was – wasn't really, like, active looking too much. But, yeah, the camera has to be at the right angle.
I got
to
be honest, though, for a lot of the Raw, I was on my phone because it just didn't – engage me.
You know, I mean, we can talk about that. I mean, that was a go home show.
I want to get
Didn't
there,
seem like it.
But I want to talk about your experiences first before we get to that. So let me ask you this: being that you were fifth row on the floor, which are great seats, by the way, right? Any really close? Like, I know he went Mark crazy for Charlotte. I'm sure.
Me, that's Shotgun. Oh, Shotgun was all excited about the Queen.
But who was it that like was it was just really exciting to see that close for
His
you guys?
His boy, that was our main event. He talks bad about.
I didn't talk bad about.
No, but like we talk about main event, like nobody's on main event.
Oh yeah, so the show main event, as you know.
Who's your boy?
So as many of y'all know, if you've been to an event, a WWE event specifically, there's always those dark matches, and then they have a match to warm up the crowd. So that one was a main event, and it was a Texas Zone Keith Lee having a squash match with a local wrestler, I believe. They didn't announce him. He just came out. He didn't even have an entrance. He just came out when the lights were down. I didn't recognize him. I don't know about you, Fanboy Dave.
Not recognize him.
I'm pretty sure it was just a local squash match.
He doesn't follow local
Yeah, you're right.
Stuff.
You're right. He wouldn't know unless he was on actual
TV.
He's
the WWE mark.
Maybe he was on Tough Enough. Maybe I wouldn't have known him then.
Yeah, but it was a squash match with Keith Lee, and I marked out when he came out. And it was funny. After the match ended, he looked towards us, and I was like the only one standing up doing like his little signature pose.
Yeah.
And I swear we made eye contact, and I think I had chills. Because he even had a smirk when he saw me and I was doing his little pose, and honestly the crowd loved him. I think they know most of the people there. I mean, he's a Texas Zone.
I was about to say he's a Texas boy.
Yeah. So at the end, you know, he's posing, and I think with that reception that he got, I think that really meant something to him because
back home.
Yeah, he's been off TV as y'all know for a long time. So I think that really you know, it was great. I mean, he's a great wrestler. I'm glad
he's
back.
Got you can see that frustrated look on his face,
yeah.
Man. He doesn't have like I said last week, he doesn't have that same spark, basically.
Yeah, and
it's
did
very
he ever
noticeable.
Fanboy Dave, did he ever say what happened on Twitter? I know he said he was gonna announce something.
Yes, he did.
Did he say
what? Did he really?
Yeah. He said it was health related.
Okay.
So I think maybe COVID or whatever. But yeah, he released it. I actually saw it on WrestleZone. That's where I get my info from.
Damn, I haven't been on that website in forever. Justin Labar, right?
I don't think he's with
them. Oh, really? See, I don't even know. That's how long ago it was on.
Justin Labar does have a segment on Busted Open every Friday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who's the
It's called
guy.
Spar with Justin Labar.
Okay. I remember when me and Fanboy Dave were just totally in engulfed in the WWE craze. That was the only website, WrestleZone. Now it's just nothing but ads, I think.
Yeah,
well, I think it's
like.
Called mandatory.com or something.
Okay. Well,
but.
Yeah, well.
So, okay, well, any others that, like, you really marked out for that came out?
So
y'all went crazy for Nikki A.S.H., right?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, she was getting booed. Like, not bad, but good enough. I mean, there was I think one of the biggest pops, and I think the only thing that's really saving Raw right now is the RK-Bro storyline.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was hot.
That
whole night.
I think that had the biggest pop of the night, I would say.
Now, on TV, I will tell you this, that it also seemed like Goldberg had one of the biggest pops.
Yeah. Well, I think especially when he announced that he moved to Texas. I didn't know that. I didn't know Goldberg moved to Texas. And he had his son with, I guess, his football players all there in the front
teammates.
Teammates. Yeah. So, Goldberg did get a good pop. I will admit, Goldberg got a good pop. Charlotte as well. Everybody seemed
to like
Charlotte.
Is there any doubt?
Yeah, you know, my friend that I went with, she's like, why does everybody like Charlotte? I was like, I thought everybody hated her. I said everybody does hate her online, but when you go in person, people like some people that actually spend their hard-earned money, they respect it. Most of the people that say stuff online wouldn't really ever say that.
They're just keyboard warriors.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I would definitely say RK-Bro. I think that whole storyline throughout the night, starting and more or less ending the show, kind of.
Right.
He got giddy too for his boy AJ Styles.
I was like the only one cheering for him, man. I was like, everybody
How huge is Omos?
Huge.
Yeah, man, that guy is so tall. It's insane.
There was a guy behind us said, Omos, down in front.
We can't see. It was a good line. It was really a good line. But yeah, Omos is huge. They were just really great seats. I mean, you could feel the atmosphere. And luckily, there wasn't really many kids around this except this one girl up in the front with her little doll that was
creepy.
Let
me tell you something. Lily is freaky. And that's not even the real one. But I'm like, no.
This little girl was holding up a Lily doll the whole freaking night, bro.
Really?
And she was just excited about it. And that thing is creepy, though, when you're next to it.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Okay, so... what were some of the highlights of your night there? Like, what really stuck out in your mind?
We got moist by America's Most Wanted when he sprayed it in the crowd.
Moist TV?
Yes, it was very moist. I think I almost got it in my mouth.
Johnny drip drip.
Dude, stop being a splash hole.
You say he squirted it our way, and I don't know. It's pretty close.
Stood there with your mouth open, right?
What kind of water is that?
So just highlights. Anything that like really stuck out for you besides what you mentioned with Keith Lee and like Charlotte Flair? Was there anything else at all?
I guess that kind of goes back to what we were going to talk about, but I don't know if we're going to do that in the next segment. But I mean, being the go home show for one of their biggest pay per views, I thought it was an okay show, but it didn't seem like it was a totally noteworthy show that a lot of stuff happened, you know, right before one of their big events of the year. So, I mean, I marked out for AJ, of course. I'm a big AJ Styles fan. Charlotte, I respect her. And then, of course, the RK-Bro. But some of the other stuff, I mean, just felt like some fillers. Even, you know, the Goldberg, he got a big pop. But, I mean, it felt like we just saw that segment last week. So nothing really too exciting.
So you bring that up. Let's actually go there. So I want to start it off simply by saying this. I watched Raw last night, all right? And I want to preface it with this. I'm gonna kind of compare just what's been on TV the last week, okay? So I watched Raw last night, just like I do every week, and I said this last week, if you remember. It's become a habit for me. I'm a wrestling fan, and Raw comes
AEW
on Monday.
AEW fan.
Yes, I am an AEW fan, but I am a WWE fan, just like I'm a luchador fan. I mean, so that's just me. But I watch Raw. It's just a staple. It's one of those things you ask my wife, hey, what's your husband doing on Mondays at 7 o'clock? She'll tell you he's watching Raw. Okay? So it's just become appointment TV for me. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm going to go back a couple days. Friday night, was looking forward to SmackDown. I felt SmackDown didn't disappoint. SmackDown was a good show. Right now, that Roman Reigns storyline is killing it, especially with John Cena. Okay. But I got to tell you, brother, I don't know if you got to have the opportunity to do this, but I did. I got to watch the debut show of AEW Rampage, and I got to watch it live. So right after SmackDown. And let me tell you, for that entire hour of that show, I couldn't take my eyes off the TV. It was exciting. You could feel it just from the crowd there. I mean, dude, they had this chick come out at the end of the whole thing. She, like, came out of nowhere. I don't even know who she was, and there was still a sense of excitement about it, you know. So the reason I bring that up is this. As I was watching Raw yesterday, okay, watched it, you know, watched the first segment. You had Randy Orton come out and whatnot, and the whole RK-Bro thing. Like you said, right now that's the one thing that seems to be really the saving grace for Raw. But I ain't gonna lie, man, shortly after that was done with, it was kind of back to normal, and I caught myself. I was literally sitting there while there was a match going, and I was more on my phone than I was watching the match.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I did not get to watch the debut show. I was on Saturday. I was on top of a mountain in Colorado, so I had no.
Oh, that's right. You have a very good reason. Yeah,
yeah. I had no TV or no cable, no anything, so I didn't get to check it out. But I did see a few clips. You know, people love posting stuff online, so I always try to catch up online. Right. But yeah, no, you're right.
I went dancing.
Yeah. So. I'm going to call Fanboy Dave out on this. I know when we lived together a lot and we always watch Monday Night Raw every Monday. That's just one thing we always do. I see him on his phone all the time as well, not even watching Monday Night Raw. So, and it's funny you mentioned it because one of my friends that I took as well to Monday Night Raw when she saw the the Moist talk show and Damian Priest came out, she's like, excuse my friend, she's like, they're still doing this fucking storyline? I didn't know. Because she doesn't really watch wrestling that much.
Right,
and
but she knows enough to.
She started watching a couple months ago.
Right.
And, of course, there was a whole Bad Bunny, Miz,
right,
and Damian
right,
Priest.
Right.
And she was like, just blown away that they was still more or less feuding. Now, of course, she didn't understand when Sheamus came out and made more sense.
Right.
But she was just kind of like, seriously? I haven't really been watching the past month or so.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't missed anything.
So it's funny you say that because I took some notes of some things that I wanted to bring up, okay?
Hey, for the record, though, when I'm on my phone, I'm looking on Twitter and like seeing what's going on and what's popping on there from the show of Monday Night Raw. Go ahead, Rob T.
Okay. Sure. Anyway. All right, so I took a few notes, and this is solely about Raw. Not SmackDown, but Monday Night Raw. And this is what I think is, in my opinion, the problem with the product right now. You've got face characters that nobody cares about. Okay? That's just being real. There's no heat at all on these face characters. You want me to care about Nikki A.S.H.? Beat her up to a pulp at the end of the show. Make it to where she can't even get up, that she's questionable to be at SummerSlam. Actually show her being a literal underdog instead of doing the whole, oh, I'm almost a superhero. I didn't do it this time, but gosh darn it, I'll do it.
It makes no sense because she's a champion now,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, and that's the other point. So, you know, no heat. Don't care about the faces. Heels are not being heels, bottom line. I think the closest thing we got to a heel being a heel is probably Charlotte, okay? There's no story. We are getting the same matches week after week after week. There is really no story development going on. The talent is great. This is not a knock on the talent whatsoever. Talent is amazing.
I mean, they got people they're not even using. I mean, Asuka, where's she been?
Exactly.
I mean, she's probably the second best wrestler on that roster, right,
exactly,
behind Charlotte. And
maybe she's on vacation.
I mean, she could be. Yeah, we don't know exactly what's going on. But, I mean, you're right, Rob T. I mean, Raw, it's just cut and paste. I mean, if you miss one week, you don't really miss much at all.
No, not at all.
It's the same matches over and over. Though, like I said, the RK-Bro stuff is good. There are a few standouts. Like, actually, Sheamus. I give props. I think Sheamus is doing one of the best runs of his career right now.
With the broken nose.
With the broken freaking
Sheamus
nose.
Sheamus did make me. So going back to the whole on my phone thing, mm-hmm, when Sheamus started cutting that promo, I picked my head up from the phone because it caught my attention.
Yeah. But when you're talking here, what we're talking about, we're just talking about the veterans.
Exactly.
None of the new people. Nobody new. And that's why they brought back Goldberg. And I don't know if that's WWE's fault, or I don't know. Excuse me.
man.
I don't know. I don't know if that's WWE's fault.
See?
Did
See?
It again.
See?
Or.
You don't know if it's WWE's fault.
Or if it's a talent's fault. Because, you know, as we talked about last week, you know, it's up to the performers to perform. I was watching Val Kilmer's new documentary on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah,
and he said, you know, in acting, there's no such thing as a small part or a small part. There's only bad actors. Mm. So it, no matter what you're given, if you give it everything you got,
right,
your performance will stand on its own.
That's a very good point.
So, I mean, people blame, you know, WWE for a lot of these wrestlers, but a lot of times And sure, yeah, maybe someone doesn't get as many opportunities, but the opportunities that they're given, they don't seem to stand out. So what's the point of keep giving them opportunities? So, I mean, it's just being, I guess, devil advocate there. But I see it both ways. I mean, yeah. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the people that are performing the best and that are catching eyes are the veterans. And
Rob T's favorite, AEW, he's so excited about, like, they let the wrestlers do whatever they want, cut their promo. Let's see who got suspended. Oh, that rapper. Because that's what happens when you don't have a script to follow. You get in trouble by the network.
Yet you still compare one bad apple.
Yeah, with a bad apple. It's because, hey, go out there, go show that you want this and everything. Did he say something
again,
very controversial? He sure
again,
did.
But again, you're talking about one performer in a whole company that's actually making something work with what they've got.
And what did your con say? It didn't come through my office first, so I could check what he was saying. Because you just give we can do what cut rate and promo we want because we got to make sure our show's better than Raw, which it's not.
But your point still doesn't hold any water because, again, you're talking about one talent when all the other talents are making phenomenal strides with what they got. Dude, the first person I can bring up right now was when I first saw this guy, I thought there is no way in hell he's going to get over because I was getting pissed off just by watching his performance on the show, and I'm talking about Orange Cassidy. Okay, mm-hmm. It was like this is stupid, and when I'll never forget, I looked him up online because he was in the Indies. I don't know if you've seen this at all, Shotgun, but there's a match out there that he had in the Indies where the guy literally picks him up and starts rocking him to sleep. Have you seen that?
I have not. No.
Okay, so he rocks him to sleep basically, right? And he goes for the count. He tells everybody to be quiet, and the ref's like counting real quiet. And when it comes to two, he doesn't kick out, but he rolls over and sticks his thumb in his mouth. And it sounds so stupid, but this guy has gotten over, and the fans love what he does. The reason why is because it's entertaining. It's grabbing the audience. Is he for everybody? Absolutely
because
not.
Because he puts his hands in his pocket? Man, y'all absolutely really, not. Really easily to please for a guy that keeps his hands in his pocket.
Dude, he's definitely more entertaining than a lot of what WWE has right now, hands down.
I mean, that sounds interesting. That sounds like something Joey Ryan would do, which I know David doesn't know anything about
Ryan.
That's
the penis man.
Hey! Yes!
Wasn't he like in some show or something?
It's one of his special moves. Yeah. I mean, you might get wet on that one as well.
Talk about a drip stick. Oh, okay.
Hey. Johnny Drip's going to get mad.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough. And I think I should be able to check out this Saturday's episode. And also, I mean, tonight we have...
on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, sorry. Yeah. I think it's Saturday.
Saturday, you're watching SummerSlam.
I am watching SummerSlam on Saturday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be able
I'll
to
be
check
it out.
I'll be
watching it later.
Yeah, Fanboy Dave, I don't know what we're going to have to do to get him to watch it. But
I'm watching it.
I think a different perspective, just to see something different.
Go ahead, you can tell him the story.
We already talked about it last week.
No, we didn't.
About you not watching AEW?
Yeah,
we talked about it.
Did we talk about it?
We did talk about it. Basically, I said, it wasn't premiering yet. And I said, Dave, you know you're going to watch it. He's like, nope, I'm not going to watch it. I was like, how much you want to bet? I bet you anything. I won't watch it.
And that's why he's not watching
and
it.
And he sticks
to
that.
Oh, we did talk about it. Yeah, Shawn Michaels is not there. So
yeah, yeah, so yeah, so he said he'd never watch it, and he's sticking to it. So just a little dumb bet. But yeah, I think he'll watch it eventually.
And I'm telling you, some of the stuff that's on there is, I'm not going to lie, it's ridiculous. It's out there. But the bottom line is that it's entertaining. And unfortunately right now, and I'm just talking WWE, I'm not talking about SmackDown, because right now SmackDown's knocking it out of the park. NXT is knocking it out of the park. Like, I'm more excited about watching NXT TakeOver on Sunday than I am about SummerSlam.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few stuff. I mean, the whole Indy Hartwell and Dexter Index, Dexter Lumis. I mean, that thing. I mean, it's like.
Did you watch NXT last night?
I caught some of it. Yes, I did.
They're engaged.
I know. I saw that. I don't know. I saw her post on Twitter. Like, she's posted her engaging, and then Daniel Bryan and AJ Lee did a similar thing. I'm like, okay, you're not up there yet. Calm down now.
Let me ask you this. Okay, the main event for SummerSlam. What's it gonna be?
Oh. No doubt about it.
John Cena.
John Cena and Roman Reigns.
Right.
For sure.
That's exciting.
That's
okay.
The main event.
But what's the other one?
Goldberg and Bobby Lashley.
How excited are you about that?
Oh, Bobby Lashley going to tear him.
You don't count because you're biased.
I mean, I'm not necessarily excited for the match, but I am excited for what's going to happen. Like, what's the outcome going to be? I am really curious. I mean,
okay.
The smart play.
Fair enough.
Is a to see Bobby Lashley retain it, hopefully in a dominant fashion. And, I mean, fantasy booking, maybe Brock Lesnar comes out. Everybody, a lot of those hardcore fans always wanted to see it. So I'm not necessarily because, I mean, we all know Goldberg can last like 5 minutes.
Right.
So, I mean, he's a great name.
Sorry for his wife.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hey, Goldberg comes after you.
He does live in Texas now, right?
No more Rob D.
You're next. So, I mean, we know the match. It's going to be a fast, big moves match. Who's going to win? That's the question. So, I mean, we all know what Goldberg matches are.
Right.
But that being said, I am interested just on the outcome of the match.
Okay, so interested.
Interested, yes.
Doesn't get you hard, though.
No, it's not going to be on anybody's match.
You're weird, bro.
Hey, man, you said, I mean, everybody.
You know what I mean.
Hey, you got moist on the left, hard on the right. Wow.
Okay, all right, so it gets you interested, doesn't get you excited.
It's not going to be the match of the night.
Gotcha, okay.
Charlotte. Woo!
Let's talk about that match. You got Charlotte, you got Nikki A.S.H., and you got Rhea Ripley. How excited? I'm using the word excited now. Now, be honest. Are you excited about the match?
I'm just fantasy booking this stuff. So if my fantasy booking, yeah, I'm excited because there's only one thing I want to see.
Becky Lynch, come out.
Hell no.
Loves Becky Lynch.
I cannot stand that.
That was a joke.
Once again, fantasy booking. I want, especially with the recent weeks. Now, of course, I don't know how this is coming across TV, but in the recent weeks, Nikki's been getting booed a lot.
Yes.
So I would love, now this would be a terrible outcome of a match, but I would love to see Nikki get frustrated and just start using the chair to beat, and she becomes the villain, I guess.
That would make it interesting.
So that's my fantasy booking. Outside of that, I mean, it'll be a solid match. I mean, you got Charlotte Flair. You got Rhea Ripley. I mean, those two are great. And Nikki's not bad at all either.
She's great. Yeah. But let's be honest, any match with Charlotte Flair is going to be stellar.
Without a doubt. It's going to be good. I mean, she's, as we all agree, she's one of the best.
Yes.
Now, people won't say that on the internet. Some people won't. But, I mean, actual fans that know what they're looking at, they know she's good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. No doubt about it.
I'm interested. I don't know about you, Fanboy David. I'm interested in that match. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, I already know the outcome. I'm excited.
Hey, I mean, I love Charlotte, but, I mean, she should not win.
She's going to win.
She should not win.
She's going to win.
I don't think she'll win.
She'll win.
If they're smart.
She won't win.
She won't win.
She won't win. That's why you throw triple threats in there, especially if you have such a high-profile wrestler. You don't let them lose clean. Or if they lose, you know, I didn't get pinned.
Plus, let's be honest, it's supposed to be about developing the story. You don't want Charlotte to win this one.
Yeah.
You want her to keep pursuing it. You want her to keep saying, I'm the best, and I'm going to prove it, and I got robbed, and it was a fluke. You want that to happen because that's what's going to get the interest from the audience.
And as Charlotte's character would be, if it turns out, you know, she lost, but she didn't get pinned.
Right.
She uses that as, hey, I'm still the best.
Yes.
I didn't lose that match.
Yes.
I was put in a statistical disadvantage.
Exactly. So. And that's great heel heat.
Oh, yeah.
When you
do
that, you know. So, okay. So, we got, what else we got?
You got the other women's, and I'm excited for that.
Now, is it going to happen, though? I don't know if you've been hearing the buzz on the internet.
I have not.
Have you?
Here?
Yeah,
so apparently
in.
It's up in
oh,
the air.
Oh, yes. I do know. Yes. They've been off TV,
see his
right?
excited face?
Ah. I'm saying.
Is that what happened to you when he ran out the dripstick last night?
Hey! Giddy up.
See, if we had a webcam, we're doing this live. They never saw my excited face. COVID possibly, right? Possibly.
They haven't said that it's COVID, but there's something going on. Anyway, I want to continue the SummerSlam topic, but we do got to take a break. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to keep talking about the SummerSlam. I just want to talk about the excitement level of it, and we'll talk a little bit about what's going on AEW side of things, okay? Because let's be honest, right now, those are the two promotions that, even though they don't want to admit it, they're duking it out right now.
Well,
sure.
AAA, you know, they had their big pay-per-view.
They did. And we'll talk about that, too, as well when we come back right after this message from our sponsors.
Fellas, I know how it is. Your hair and beard are looking rough and you need to get it taken care of right away. The problem is, where do you go? Say no more, because I have the perfect place for you. At Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, you'll get that fresh cut and trim by well-trained professionals who know just how to get what you want. A man's cut and a man's trim. Dallas and Jawan will hook you up with your tailored-to-you cut and beard trim, along with the straight razor shave and a relaxing hot towel treatment. These fellas will give you that old school treatment where you sit back, relax, and unwind while you get back to looking like a gentleman should. When you walk in the door, talk to old Dal and let him know that the Brothers of Discussion sent you, and he'll offer you a complimentary cold one or a shot of whiskey. Stop by 322 West Hopkins Street in San Marcos, Texas, or you can go online to make your appointment today at Hanley'sBarbershop.com. Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, where good times and good vibes make for a great look.
Little brother, Mr. Shotgun.
Yo.
And we've been we started off talking about their night at Monday Night Raw, which sounded very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess overall, we didn't say this. Overall, it was an okay Raw show, but I don't think it was a great show for go home.
This is just an assumption, of course, but I'm going to go ahead out on a limb and just say it was probably a lot better being there live than it was watching it at home.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, being around actual wrestling fans and, being in an event. I think that's the first event I've been to since this whole COVID thing started, like a big event.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show.
I
loved it. I went home happy. And plus, we got to see a gold medal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I didn't see that the gold medalist was
first go.
Was he close to you?
Yeah, he was just
the first row.
Yeah, just four rows, just two rows, three rows ahead of us, yeah. And he was maybe four seats to the right for that. But yeah, no, and I think Charlotte winked at me too. So
yeah, I think Charlotte did wink at him.
I got on my phone.
Yeah, the queen knows.
I did see the pictures you put up on Snapchat.
Yeah,
they were cool. So we were talking about SummerSlam before we went off to our first break, and we were talking about just kind of what excites us about SummerSlam. So we were just mentioning
about the card.
Yes, we were talking about the match between Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair and how it's kind of up in the air right now. And is that mic stand smell good?
Yes, it does. Sorry, I was sniffing the mics.
Whatever you do, bro.
You do you. You do you. So anyway, I guess it's still up in the air. I have any latest updates on that, Fanboy Dave, that you've seen? Or are they saying it's a go, or they haven't said anything yet?
I don't think they've said anything.
Okay. So I guess that one's still kind of up in the air. But let's talk about tag matches. Now we're going to see RK-Bro versus AJ Styles and Omos. Are you excited about this one?
Yeah, he's probably going to get RKO'd.
Who?
Omos.
Bye.
Both of them.
I mean, that makes sense.
Probably,
I guess, yeah.
Probably. And I think hands down, we already know you're excited about SummerSlam as a whole because you are Fanboy Dave, and it's all about WWE for you.
John Cena's coming back, baby.
He's just trying to figure out what he wants to eat.
Yeah, that's it. Man, you'd be excited if it was just a pay per view of John Cena taking a dump just because it's WWE. You'd still mark out on that too.
Everybody would watch that.
Yeah, the tag match. I mean, I think
Mr. Tidy Whitey. Oh dear God! Have you seen that movie?
I don't know. I haven't, but it sounds funny.
I saw Suicide Squad. He was funny in it.
That's what I'm saying. That.
Oh
movie.
Yeah, that was. Sorry.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
that's
Mr. Tidy Whitey. Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh my God, that was.
I thought there was a movie called Tidy Whitey.
No.
Like, you can go look it up.
He apparently likes being in his Tidy Whiteys. Anyway. You were saying, I'm sorry.
it'll get a huge pop. I mean, especially I think if they, if RK-Bro ends up winning the tag titles. I bought the shirt, so I mean, I hope they do so I can start repping it. Sure. No, that should be a good match. I mean, hell, you got two future Hall of Famers in the match.
For sure.
You got AJ and Randy Orton.
For sure.
Say Omos.
Omos, no.
For sure. No, I think it's going to be an entertaining match, especially because of the whole RK-Bro thing. Like I stated before, that right to me right now, that's the saving grace of Raw.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, for and sure. I think David was you is Fanboy, Fanboy Dave. Dave was wanting to was wanting to. I think he was yelling out on Monday Night Raw. He's like, he's an RKO. I'm talking about Riddle. He's an RKO.
I thought so because he said you taught me. So I thought that he was gonna give it back to him when he said, "Yes, you taught me never to trust anybody and give an RKO." That would have been crazy.
That would have been good. That would have been
that
entertaining.
Later on, but
smile.
And then hold his head, right?
Yeah. So who do you think is going to win that match?
RK-Bro.
They'll be the champions. I love AJ. I think I was the only one cheering for him in that section we were at. Yeah, but I mean, him and Omos, I mean, you don't have to have the belts on them.
No.
And RK, bro, they're so hot right now. It just makes sense.
Even though it's Omos' house.
Yeah, Omos's I agree.
That's what I'm talking about.
My house.
All right. So, of course, the other match on the card, did we already talk about Lashley and Goldberg?
We slightly. We did.
That's right. You were excited. Not excited. You were interested in the outcome.
You got Edge and Seth freaking Rollins.
I think that's going to be a good one too. Again, though, as I stated before, that is SmackDown. SmackDown's killing it right now.
We're talking about Raw, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Raw. Now, of course, let's mention SmackDown again, because then you also got the Mysterios.
Yeah, Usos.
And the Usos. The only thing that I'm interested about in that storyline. And you guys tell me if you agree with me or not. I personally think they're planting the seeds for Dominic turning on his dad.
Why? Just because he told him to listen to him in the back before the match?
Yeah. I think that's where it's starting. What do you think? Am I reaching a little for this one?
No. I mean, I thought about it too. I was like, freaking Rob T might be right.
Yeah, I'm sure you heard our WrestleMania fantasy booking, right?
I did actually.
And I mentioned that was one of my matches was the Mysterios going against each other as a retirement type thing.
Honestly, you can always throw those seeds in there. I mean, we watch wrestling a lot. You know, sometimes when people are coming out and people are going in, people give them that look. You know, they'll give them that look.
Yeah.
So you can kind of throw seeds like, oh, hey, is that something going to happen?
Yeah.
So but it could happen, but I don't see that happening.
Look at that response. So when he said, son, you know, I appreciate your help, but I didn't need it. And then as they're walking to the ring, he goes, yeah, hey, dad, by the way, I don't need your help either. You know what I'm saying? Like, the seeds are starting. I'm telling you, man. In my opinion, I'm not saying it's going to happen this year at WrestleMania. But I think it needs to be a WrestleMania match. I think it needs to be a career-ending match. Mm. I think Dominic needs to end his dad's career, but not just end his dad's career. I think that it should turn into taking the mask as well.
Ooh, I don't know about that one. I don't even.
And here's why, though. Follow me on this, okay? You've got the ultimate babyface in Rey Mysterio. That's his legacy. Imagine how awesome of a legacy would it be for Dominic to be the polar opposite of his dad, to where he basically causes his dad to lose his career, takes the mask away, and now he's the heel. Where his dad was the ultimate babyface, Dominic becomes the ultimate heel.
I mean, but Rey's been a heel before, right? Very, very
not
rarely.
Really. But he kind of was in WCW.
Was he part of LWO? The Latin
No,
world?
You're talking about when he was with the New Blood?
The Filthy Animals, they were called, I think, in WCW. It was him, Billy Kidman. It was when he got the mask taken off.
Yeah, I remember.
He was kind of like a heel. But even then, he wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, so I think I'm okay with you. For most of that, but I don't think if I was Dominic, now obviously I'm not, but I think he would want to do his own stuff. I don't think I'm cool with it, him having retiring, taking off the mask. But I think he would want to do his own thing. I mean, yeah, you can always try to follow any father's footsteps, but if you try to imitate him, it's never going to be the same thing.
True.
So I think him having his own outfit, I mean, he's doing his own stuff right now,
right,
but I just don't see him wearing the mask. I mean, maybe burning the mask, sure, but not wearing it.
Yeah,
maybe he does that and says like, I'm doing my own path, and like you said, get rid of the mask.
Yeah, I can see that, but I don't see him using the mask.
Yeah,
because everybody's seen his face. I mean, everybody's seen Rey's face, but that was far in between.
Right. I just think that eventually there will be a turn, and it'll be Dominic against.
And it'll be good. You don't need tag titles for that.
Yeah, it'll be really good TV for sure.
I'm just hoping Alexa Bliss takes out Evolution.
That was where I was going next. So then we got Alexa Bliss versus Eva Marie.
With Doudrop in the corner.
maybe if we let go of Eva Marie, she'll go to AEW.
I mean,
AEW don't want her.
They might not. I don't know. It could be more eyes in a product. She has a big social media following. But
but she sucks, bro.
We'll find out this Saturday. Maybe she's been holding back. Maybe she doesn't want to show everything yet. Now she wants to bear all. So we'll find out on Saturday. Yeah, because Alexa Bliss is a solid wrestler, and she's also petite and small. So she'll be able to probably do stuff with her that she won't be able to do with other.
Well, the thing about Alexa Bliss is Alexa Bliss is the whole package. She not only is good in the ring, she's good outside of the ring. She's good at cutting the promos. She is good at her character that she's at right now.
Well, she's not doing that anymore. She's doing my issue
is maybe you're right. Eva Marie comes out and she ends up being phenomenal in the ring. That's great.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she'll be better.
But I'm just saying, for argument's sake, let's say she comes out and she kills it. She's great in the ring.
Okay.
She still sucks outside of it.
She's not good in promos.
No. Not at all.
She doesn't have.
She's a sucky actor.
She's a stiff performer, for sure.
Speaking of stiff, hey-o.
guys, this is PG, bros. I know.
What'd I say?
I don't know. I mean, I think people are giving her shit. She's probably gotten better. I don't know.
They're not gonna. She'll never be liked because she said she got into it to be famous. If you watch when she got into Tough Enough or whatever it was that she was in, she got into to be famous.
Yeah,
you can't. If you say that, no wrestling fan will ever take you seriously.
No true wrestling fan.
No,
you're right.
Because you're just like, I just want to be famous.
Right.
Well, no. You watched a documentary with me, David Arquette. He eventually earned the respect because he dived into the culture.
No, but he wanted to be a wrestler.
But he's not doing that.
This is true. This is true. But I'm saying that opinions can change, but it's up to that person if they want to change them.
Speaking of David Arquette, you got to give that man props. He went one-on-one with Nick Gage.
Jeez. Yeah. You saw the documentary, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. I remember I was on Twitter. I was on Twitter when the night happened.
They tried to kill him.
And it was wild seeing that.
I mean, freaking stabbed him in the neck with a piece of glass.
Yeah.
Tried to kill him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
so press charges on his ass.
You got to give him You gotta give David Arquette credit for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But going back to the match, I mean, I think I don't know, man. I think it's a divide because people don't like Eva Marie, but people also are kind of fed up with Alexa Bliss and this character and Lily and all that stuff.
I think what hurt Alexa Bliss was the firing of Bray Wyatt.
Well, even then, her character just wasn't. It could have been good, but it just kind of just got stale after a while. Someone thought, I mean, I think Fanboy Dave thought she was going to morph and start wearing the mask, wearing the Fiend mask, which would have been definitely pretty interesting and pretty cool. But you don't want to take that beautiful face off TV.
But I mean,
it could have been half a mask.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
You know, the thing is, though, is I think what really kind of took the wind out of the sails even more really was the firing of Bray Wyatt, because even though it was kind of going a little stale, right? There was still always that hope, I guess, or that anticipation that at some point the Fiend was going to come back.
Yeah.
And now that hope's not there anymore. Now, granted, let's be real. You guys just said it during the first segment. They were still selling the Fiend merchandise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is that WWE owns the trademark of the Fiend.
Yeah.
Technically, he could come back.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean it'll be Bray Wyatt.
Hey, I mean, a lot of times when WWE is officially done, they'll take the stuff off WWE shop or they'll put it on super discount.
Just right. Like with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Right. So, Braun Strowman, I mean, no word has come out outside of that initial report, but I mean, there's a good chance he goes back to WWE. Same thing with the Fiend, Bray Wyatt. I mean, that character, it's good. It's just, I don't know. It's similar to going to talk about AEW. I think WWE just needs to get him more creative control. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But I think people are just kind of over Alexa Bliss just because of that, Bray getting fired. So honestly, I can see that match getting booed because people don't like Alexa Bliss for that, and they don't like Eva Marie for being Eva Marie. So that match could be pretty rough for them with the crowd.
For sure. It may even start the show.
They should put it on a kickoff, to be honest with you.
I mean, it may. So, are we missing anything on the card, Fanboy Dave?
For a Raw or a SmackDown?
Either
in
one.
General?
Either one.
I don't think Shinsuke is he defending his title.
Yeah, Shinsuke.
Because he just beat.
Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't talked about anything with him yet. Who knows? They may do it this Friday and say there's some kind of rematch or something like that.
I don't know how y'all feel, but it's weird on a Saturday because, I mean, you don't want to, in my opinion, I don't know how you would put a proper show
right.
one day before a big show.
Right.
So it's just weird. I'm really curious on how what Friday Night SmackDown's going to look like. Yeah. Is it just going to be promos and packages?
Right.
Do you know why
they're doing it on a Saturday?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a big event. Sports? Is there football going on that weekend? I think the WWE is just kind of piggybacking.
Yeah, and basically the stadium that they're having it at basically paid for it to be on a Saturday.
Ah, well, there you go.
So Raiders, where they play in Las Vegas.
Yeah, money talks pretty much.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
So, yeah, but are there going to be any fans at the Raiders game? I heard you get mandatory masks.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. But, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to probably walk in with a mask and right when they get through security, just take that rat bad boy right
yeah,
off. Yeah, on Raw when we went, they didn't say anything about people wearing masks. So, I mean, it's totally up to them.
Is Finn Balor fighting Baron Corbin?
Ah, that's right. That might be one of the matches.
You know what? I was just thinking because remember Finn did say after he's done, he's going after Cena. He may call Cena the match.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Let's not forget also that Baron Corbin took off with Big E's Money in the Bank contract.
So is he the Money in the Bank?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out come Friday.
And then Drew McIntyre and Jinder Mahal.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
sleeper.
Hinder the gender, right, Jeremy? Right, Shotgun?
So I got one question to ask. You guys were there. How big is Drew McIntyre's sword?
It's large and in charge.
Yeah, it's pretty big. He was just swinging that thing around. So
Shanky's pretty big too.
He's tall, but he definitely doesn't have much girth to him.
Spanky and what's the other guy's name?
Vern. What's his name?
Vern. Spanky and Vern.
Veer.
Oh, okay. So Spanky and queer.
Spanky.
Hey, shut up, dude.
I mean Veer.
Rob T, you can bash him on social media. I did not say any of that.
You can email us at.
They're gonna him and them and Goldberg. Bros, go knocking on Robert's door.
Right, bros of discussion.
I'm gonna say at gmail.com. I'm doing my I'm doing this show by ourselves because he's just been broken in half by a spear by Goldberg.
All right, we're gonna take another break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about what's coming up this week. As far as SmackDown and AEW as well. As a matter of fact,
I'll be asleep for the AEW talk.
AEW is on tonight. So we'll talk a little bit about that here when we come back.
Going on 10 years in the community, Metroflex Gym has been the place for back to basics, no fluff training. At Metroflex, you'll have the resources available to you to reach your fitness goals, whatever they may be. Owners Daniel Haggerty and David Wheat are available and ready to help guide you in the proper direction to get the best results for your health. Want to lose weight, increase stamina, or gain mass? Daniel Haggerty is a licensed trainer with over 25 years experience in nutrition and training and how to get the most out of your workouts. Come by today for a visit at 2101 Clovis Barker Road, San Marcos, Texas, or call to make an appointment for a tour at 512-878-8575. Homegrown in the community and veteran owned, Metroflex Gym is the hardcore training place for a hardcore workout. Call today.
Discussion on pro wrestling and the effects of watching Monday Night Raw, which leads you to sudden bursts of okay
and anal bleeding.
Y'all are nuts.
All right, we're back. So during the break, Fanboy Dave, which we can always count on him for the WWE content, he reminded us that we did neglect to mention one match in SummerSlam, which is going to be Damian Priest versus Johnny Drip Drip. That's right.
No. Sheamus.
Oh. You see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Shotgun? That's exactly what I'm talking about. I don't even know because it just does not grab me. Sheamus.
I like how Sheamus shows off his title now. That is funny.
Like a flasher?
Yeah, like a little lab coat.
Are you not entertained?
I noticed that yesterday. He was just opening his jacket. I'm just like, thank God he's got a belt there. Okay, anyway, so I'm sorry. It's Damian Priest versus Sheamus. Who do you guys think has that one?
I think Damian Priest is going to take it.
I go with Sheamus, man. He's just got to keep it on him.
I think it's too soon for Damian Priest.
I feel like it hasn't even had a proper build either. So
no.
I mean, and I don't want to go on a tangent on Damian Priest. I just don't know what it is. I mean, he has the build. The look is there, I guess.
Mexican, or Puerto Rican.
There's just something with me that's just not like. I don't know if it's racist. His deep voice. I don't know what it is, but like,
it's because he was friends with Bad Bunny, wasn't
Bad
it?
Bunny. No,
it's Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
I don't know about y'all, but like as a performer, he's good. Something's not resonating with me when I watch him.
I'll agree with you on that one. I don't get the gimmick.
I think that's what it is. I think you just need a gimmick change. And, I mean, Elias apparently is going to go through one. But
Elias is dead.
He's dead.
I got to admit, the Elias thing does have me intrigued.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah.
I just hope that WWE isn't turning into something stupid, personally.
But, yeah, I'll go with Sheamus on that one.
Yeah, I go with Sheamus as well. And as far as the Damian Priest thing goes, since he was in NXT, I never understood the gimmick.
Yeah, I didn't.
Is he like
he shoots arrows.
Is he supposed to be a vampire or is he supposed to be, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But anyway, so this coming week, Friday night, after SmackDown.
Oh, Snooze Fest.
On TNT. Shotgun, I don't know if you know this or not, but this is the episode of Rampage that will be live.
Chicago.
So there's speculation that this is the event where CM Punk is going to make his debut.
So he put on his Instagram, I believe, a date. People thought it was a date, but apparently it might be years, the summer of Punk. And I think it was 05, 2012.
Right.
And now we put 21. So this little hint.
Let's not forget the hint he gave while he was announcing the MMA fight that he was announcing this past week as well.
Yeah.
05, so he's going to come out.
No, 05 being that was the year he was big. In 2005, in 2012, like in the summer times, they called it the summer of Punk. So, and then he put 2021.
So he's still in the summer of Cena?
I guess so, summer of Cena.
Makes sense though, wouldn't it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Cena after. Hey, wait, real quick.
He already told you he's going, getting on a plane, going back to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Did give you a kiss.
Did The Miz say WrestleMania?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if I caught that. I'm like, wait, I don't think he meant
Priest
that.
Caught it.
Priest, okay.
And he had a look on his face. Like, I thought he was going to say something, but he didn't.
He should have said something. I was like, wait, I was yelling. But anyway. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Punk's coming out.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think he's coming out. I think it's just a ploy.
A ruse.
Dave Bautista even tweeted, he said CM Punk's, when he goes to Hollywood, is going to be bigger than The Rock, Bautista, and John Cena. Look it up. He said, mark down this tweet, save this tweet. Punk is going to be bigger than all of them if he chooses to go to Hollywood.
To Hollywood, not talking wrestling. He's talking Hollywood.
Talking Hollywood.
Well, Dave Bautista is the best out of all three. I mean, out of the three of them. I mean, he's a real good actor.
I don't think he's the best. I would say The Rock is
The Rock. I love The Rock.
The Rock has range.
It's the same character. Fast, Furious.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, you're right about that, actually.
Hey, the Tooth Fairy.
Walking Tall. Walking Tall. It's the same character. Don't get me wrong, I still watch all of them.
He's got a point.
But Dave Bautista, you got him in Guardians of the Galaxy. You have him in that movie with Ryan Reynolds. What is that, the Blade Runner 3000 or whatever?
Yeah. He was in 007. I mean, I didn't watch that, but anyways.
But I'm saying he's played. I don't know. He's also doing the commercials for Hulu Plus.
That was pretty funny. I saw that.
So
John Cena's a good comedic actor.
Yeah. I mean, none of these guys are going to win any Oscars or anything.
No.
Hey, don't play the day, Mike. Win one.
But I think what Dave Bautista was going with, if you just go pure promo-wise in WWE, I don't think any of those guys hold a candle to CM Punk. That can just with the passion. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. John Cena's close. John Cena can just come off the top of his head, which is great.
Did you hear what he told Roman Reigns on Friday?
It was good. He was channeling to CM Punk. He's like, I might jump over that guardrail. Yeah. I might blow you a kiss. But no, I know we kind of jumped off there, but I think I don't think CM Punk's gonna show up. I just think this is just kind of a little ruse, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I will say this: I don't know if CM Punk will show up. I can't honestly tell you that I think he's going to.
Maybe Daniel Bryan will show up.
I'm kind of on the fence about it. Daniel Bryan already has his date of when he's coming out. He's coming out at the next pay per view they have, which is
the one in New York.
I think so. I think it's that one. Now,
the reason I know that is because I saw the WrestleZone.
Gotcha. Now, the only thing I know for sure that will happen on Rampage is that it'll be another exciting show.
Yeah, I mean
Britt Baker.
Yep, Dr. Baker.
Dr. Britt Baker tore the house down on Rampage. She closed out the show. Great match, by the way. Insane match. All three matches were awesome. They were just three. But I'm telling you, each match was off the hook. Seeing Christian Cage go up against Kenny Omega, one of the most exciting matches I've ever seen. I was so impressed by Christian Cage's performance.
Yeah, I was shocked that he still had a performance like that.
Yes, it was insane. And I got to be honest with you, the reason why I think he did so well is because he was wrestling the best in the business right now, which is Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
And Kenny Omega brought it out in him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just like we did David, Fanboy Dave, talking to you. It's like if you just throw anybody with Charlotte, the match is going to be probably good.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's
well, I don't want to bring this up, but it's time to burst Rob T's bubble.
Uh-oh.
So a couple of weeks ago, AEW's viewership was down because people are getting bored of it.
Was this during the Olympics or anything?
No, it was a couple of weeks ago. I saw, I read it that their show, they have two shows, but their main show on Wednesday night, which is tonight, right? Which I am not watching because this podcast gets better pops than AEW. But, you know, so.
Yeah, but I mean, going back to you, Rob T, is that one thing
that's
that,
how relevant your comment was.
The one thing that AEW does well that WWE doesn't, and maybe it's just because they have a bigger roster, but they give those matches time.
Yes.
And you can build a proper story with time. So
and
you
they
have
give you something different every week.
Is Sting wrestle yet? Or is he still
he's wrestling
paycheck?
Tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
Well, how long has he been at the company?
It's been a year.
While, yeah.
And he's on. And this is his first year. Singles match?
No.
He's had a single match?
He's had a singles match. He had a cinematic match, which was amazing.
Yeah. I've been talking about that as a tag match. I said single match.
He's had one singles match.
God dang. Talk about his. His agent, I'm paying me this amount of money. I'm only going to have one match in the year.
He's older than anybody on the roster. Way you got to.
But see, here's the thing. Let's go there if we can, shall we? WWE had to bring back Goldberg to get any kind of people to watch the damn product.
John Cena's there.
Again, another veteran, right? Granted, he's not as old as Sting, but still another veteran that they had to bring back. They brought back Sting, but guess what? If you've been watching, which you haven't, but if you were watching every week, you would see that Sting has now become a sidekick for the star Darby Allin. Mm-hmm. He's not even needed to give the rub anymore. Okay? The rub that veterans are supposed to give the younger talent, that's why they brought Sting in. Sting gave Darby Allin the rub. He's not even needed there anymore, yet he still comes out with him. But I'm going to be honest with you, he is so over right now, Darby Allin, that if he came out without Sting, I don't believe his pop would be any less. Because he's amazing. He's an amazing talent. You've seen Darby Allin, right?
Yep.
He is an amazing talent. You can't take nothing away from him. Personally, I believe Darby Allin, even though it would never happen because he is not the type of guy that Vince McMahon likes. But if you were to put Darby Allin in the ring with somebody in WWE, I don't care the size. It would be a match to watch because Darby Allin is a lot, in some ways, he's a lot like Jeff Hardy, number one.
Rey Mysterio, maybe.
He's a lot like Rey Mysterio, and he's a lot like Shawn Michaels in this. You put him against someone big, someone small, someone the girth-wise is bigger, someone that's realistic. It doesn't matter. He can have a match and make you believe in what he's doing.
Well, maybe
right or wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe if he comes to WWE, we'll put him against Del Fantasma and see how that works out.
It'd be a good match, more than likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah.
And that's my point when it comes to AEW. The excitement level is off the charts. Ratings right now, they're going to fluctuate. AEW is still a new product. And here's the bottom line. You keep bringing up the ratings, right? WWE is always going to win the ratings war. Always. Because they are the king of the mountain.
Only when it comes.
That's Jeff Jarrett. He's the king of the mountain.
Well, I mean, if you're comparing it to the show that was going up against, I mean, AEW did beat NXT.
Thank you.
almost like 70% of the weeks
they went. They kicked them off of Wednesdays. They had to move to Tuesdays.
You can't deny that.
Hey. And it pissed off Vince McMahon so much that now he's making all these changes in NXT.
I think they're going to tapings again now, apparently.
I heard three tapings coming
Well,
up.
Well, apparently the network doesn't want it, so we'll see what happens.
Because WWE product lost to a competitor.
To AEW.
Bottom line. Bottom line. And this is a company that's only been around 2 years.
Now, of course, Fanboy Dave could bring up, well, hey, that's not even the real product. That's the minor league WWE.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's still a WWE product. Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't think it can happen now because I think AEW is still gaining steam, in my opinion. They're still developing a fan base. They're still testing the waters with a lot of their talent, okay? I still think that's happening as well. And if I'm being really honest about AEW right now, like you mentioned earlier, they have a lot of people on their roster. I'm starting to think they might have too many.
Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to gobble up everybody.
And I get it. I get it. But the thing is, too, is they do have the content. They have AEW Dark, right? Now, that's primarily on YouTube and whatnot. Personally, I think they're using AEW Dark the way that WWE wants to use NXT, which is to develop the new talent. Mm-hmm. But at times, I think they have too much. Mm-hmm. They really do. So, because you have stars like Nia Jax, who was coming out really strong at the very beginning, and now you hardly ever see her, right? Chris Statlander just now started coming back. She was an awesome talent. She kind of fell off the radar. Granted, she did get injured, but still, she was someone that seemed to be in the back, you know, not doing it. Nick Saban now, who was with Miro, right?
Did you say Nick Saban?
Sabian.
Oh, I was like, that's Alabama coach.
Yeah, Nick Saban is not that – he's not there that much either. There's all these other stars in AEW that were real prominent at the very beginning. They haven't really showed their face, and I think it's because they have a little too much on their plate. But bottom line is this, at the end of the day, if you were to give me a choice between WWE Raw and AEW Dynamite, I am going to enjoy Dynamite much more than I am going to enjoy Raw.
You're probably
going
to sign Tim Tebow since they just got released by the Jacksonville Jaguars. So,
hey, I mean,
his son might say, I'll take you over here, Tim Tebow.
He's a pretty big guy. Yeah, I agree. I happen to agree with that. When it comes to Raw.
Yes, when it comes to Raw. Raw. When it comes to Raw.
Yeah, I would agree.
What I would like to do, I would like to find someone, and if you're listening out there, well, maybe you have a friend that, or something like that. I don't know, but I would like to find someone that's not a wrestling fan, right? That's not really into wrestling or anything. Have them agree to sit and watch Monday Night Raw from start to finish, and then have them sit and watch Dynamite from start to finish, and then give a comparison of the two of which one they liked better.
I could get my friend that went to Raw to try to watch.
Yeah, because she's not really a fan.
She's
right?
She's not a huge wrestling fan. She only watches it because she likes to hang out with me sometimes.
Okay,
but
ask her if she'd be willing to do that.
Yeah,
and get her to watch both shows. Okay,
yep.
From start to finish. Tell her she has to commit.
Yeah,
I know 3 hours is a long time.
It is.
Sometimes not enough.
Get some snacks for who?
Know what I'm saying?
For who?
You gotta watch that Raw talk right afterwards.
Right? Stop getting Raw, baby.
Oh my God. I think the majority of the people would disagree with you, but anyway, see if she'll agree to it and watch, and we would love to have her feedback if she's willing to come on the show.
Okay. She's not a huge talker, but I'll definitely see.
Tell her we're like disguise her voice if she wants or something. We'll use a fake name, whatever. I just really want to do this to where we have someone with no influences. I'll tell her she has to be as objective as she can. Don't tell her about, well, even though she probably already knows how much Fanboy Dave is into Raw, you know, or whatever. But just an honest, non-fans perspective on the product.
You know, so she did watch the Chris Jericho death match with me.
Oh, nice.
She did. And she wasn't a fan of it. Only because she gets...
Where's the kaboom?
No.
There's supposed to be a big kaboom.
You would think so. She's not a very combative? Yes,
yeah.
Person, sorry. So it was a little bit too much for her. She's not used to seeing blood. And things like that.
Gotcha.
And so, like, those moves that, like, even watching Raw live in person, she's like, oh, my God, they're back. So she's I don't think she would ever really get into wrestling, but I know she would watch it if I made her watch it. But I know she did watch some.
Make her watch it.
If you want to hang out with Shotgun, you know, you gotta do some things. You know,
you gotta pay the price.
Everybody's got a price. But I'll get her to try to watch some of the basic stuff. But I think the very first experience she watched AEW was probably not the best.
Yeah, because of that match.
Yeah, she's like, why are they doing that to themselves? That looks scary. But yeah, no, I'll definitely try.
Because Tony Khan thinks Japanese death matches are things that people want to see.
You should have showed her the match between Jericho and Nick Gage. That was one hell of a match.
Yeah. We should have ate some pizza while we were doing it.
And did you see that the commercial Domino's? Oh, that was awesome.
I'll try. I guess a little spoiler alert. I mean, it's not really a spoiler. I mean, we record this on Wednesday, so we might have to do it on a different date because I don't have DVR. So
no, that's fine.
I have to watch it live.
That's fine. Just let us know when she does it, and then we can go from there. Yeah. Listen, we're coming to the end of the show. Before we go, Shotgun, what's this news going on about Ric Flair was in Mexico?
So if you didn't watch AAA's Triple Mania, this
for those
week,
of y'all that savvy, it's Triple A.
Yeah, whatever he said.
He didn't know Spanish.
I don't. I took French. Oui, oui.
Vamos a mirar a triple A, los luchadores, ahora generación para ganar y para el... Whatever, anyway, go ahead.
As you know, Andrade, Charlotte's boo.
Andrade.
He has a new manager now, your boy, woo, Ric Flair is his new manager. Anyway, whatever. Apparently, if you just go to Twitter and type in Ric Flair train, you're gonna see. that might lead you to a couple different things.
I wasn't talking about that one, but okay.
But you weren't talking about.
No,
that one.
I was talking about. I was talking about him being in AAA, bro. Oh, Why you gotta bring out the dirt on the Nature Boy, man?
Just go ahead and just go to Twitter and look that up. You can see what that's all about.
It's not confirmed. It's the Nature Boy.
It could be. I mean, he's wearing the plaid shirt that looked like. he's taking people to Space Mountain on that train, baby.
Shotgun went straight for the controversy, man.
Hey, I mean, we don't know. We'll find out soon, hopefully.
No, he was in AAA throwing chops on Kenny Omega and threw the figure four on him as well. That's what I was talking about, Shotgun. I don't know where you were going, but
sorry. It was trending on Twitter. I had to look. I was like, oh man, hopefully he's okay. He's like, oh no, he's still the Nature Boy. He's still getting it down and dirty. Andrade, I'm a big Andrade fan, but he needs a manager. I don't know if that's gonna be a long term thing, but
Well, I mean, I can tell you right now in AEW, I don't see it happening because Chavo Guerrero right now is with him in AEW as like his manager. Doesn't mean he can't bring Ric Flair, but
Chavo is not a manager.
I gotta be honest. If he brings Ric Flair into AEW with him, Fanboy Dave over there is gonna start shaking in his boots.
He might just kind of peek what's going on.
That just might be the calm before the storm, and before you know it, you might see a certain.
Two of them over there.
Two of them in AEW.
Charlotte's going to sign a life contract with the WWE Randy Orton.
She'll go where a man's at.
I don't know, man. You know.
Like you said, she likes the Mexicans, right? Yeah. A lot of Mexicans down there in AAA.
Mexicans know how to love, man.
Yeah. Like
we are lovers, not fighters.
Angel Garza. Giving the roses. I didn't really catch all that. That's probably the only thing I really, really saw on AAA.
Gotcha.
That's
you were,
exciting.
You were just more interested in the train.
I didn't. Google it.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of another awesome, awesome show, and it has been a pleasure having Shotgun with us again. Man, bro, I got to be honest with you. I wish you had more time because we might have to make this a 3-man show because it's fun. It's definitely a lot of fun, and it's definitely exciting.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I think y'all guys should do this live as an input. Twitch is a great platform. Even YouTube, Facebook, they all have it live. If you ever do decide to do that, I could just kind of just chime on in and from a different location.
May have to do that. We'll definitely talk about that, the opportunities and whatnot to do that. I'm definitely open for it. So, but anyway, we want to thank you guys so much. Again, if you want to contact us, you can email us at brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. You can also find us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search Brothers of Discussion, and I promise you'll find us there.
Any questions, any ideas for shows? I'm talking topics, any kind of topics. I'm telling you, I'm excited and looking forward. Maybe one of the shows where we could bring Shotgun back. I want to talk things like the Montreal Screwjob and get the perspectives from my brothers about what they think about it. Did they think it was a good move for the wrestling business as a whole? Because it set a lot of things in motion for the Attitude Era. And if it wasn't for that, we probably wouldn't be where we are now with what's going on in wrestling. Even things like what happened with Mick Foley getting thrown off the cage. Did that become the catalyst for a lot of the spot fests that we see nowadays? There's plenty of opinions to be thrown around out there for things like that. And those are the kind of discussions that I am looking forward to doing on this show. But we will do those at a later date. So, again, thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate each and every one of you. And we mean that. So, from Rob T.
Fanboy Dave.
And Shotgun.
You've been listening to the Brothers of
Discussion.